Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Teen Vogue, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and the AARP website. Three very different publications with three very different audiences. For example, last week, Teen Vogue had headlines like this: Angelina Jolie and her kids won the red carpet again. 151 best truth or dare questions and dares to do with friends. And what's it like when your parents go on strike? The Philadelphia Inquirer had headlines like these last week: the case against Mark Zuckerberg. Insiders say Facebook CEO chose growth over safety. SEPTA traffic workers vote to authorize strike if needed. And health officials scramble with late logistics to get younger kids vaccinated against COVID-19. And then some headlines from the AARP website said this: 8 facts about booster shots. Spending your IRA savings wisely. And moving an aging parent into your home. Key questions you should ask first. At first glance, it seems like these three publications and their audiences have very little to do with each other. But as it turns out, in the past year or so, all three of them published articles about the exact same topic. Now, what in the world would teens, middle-aged people, and seniors all have in common? Yes, it's got to do with the pandemic, but there was more to it than that. All of the articles were about struggling with self-identity. For example, in June 2021, Teen Vogue had an article entitled, "Young people found time to figure out their identities during the pandemic." It basically talked about how being away from others forced young people to see who they were when they weren't trying to impress somebody. In April 2020, shortly after the pandemic started, the Philadelphia Inquirer had a piece called, "With the Coronavirus, We're Facing an Identity Crisis. Who are we without our work, our roles, and ourselves?" In it, the author reflected on the lack of in-person relationships, layoffs from jobs, and how Zoom interactions just don't cut it. And in March 2021, the AARP website had a piece called, "For Some, COVID-19 Spurs an Identity Crisis. What do I want out of life?" The article talked about how older people are reevaluating their priorities and how, quote, "your best years don't have to be behind you." So no matter how old we are, we all struggle with questions of identity. And this pandemic has just made us ask them even more. Right? Who am I? What defines me? Where do I belong? Regardless of our age, we all seem to define ourselves based on what other people think of us, or on our jobs, or on our relationships. All right, for example, when you first introduce yourself to someone, you might say your name and then say something about who you are. Like, when I do something church-related, I'll say, "My name is Kurt Lammy. I'm the pastor at St. Paul Lutheran Church on Dog Leg Road in Dayton, Ohio." Or let's say I'm at Rose's school, I'll say, "I'm Kurt, and I'm Rose's dad." Or if I'm at some music thing with Rachel, I'll say, "I'm Rachel's husband. I don't know what's going on. Talk to her." Yes, I can be pastor, dad, and husband all at the same time, just like you've got multiple hats that you wear. But what happens when your identity is tied to things you don't have anymore? What happens if, like for many people, you lost time to build relationships? Or you lost your job? Or you quit your job? Who are you without those things that usually define you? Well, this day actually helps us answer that. Right? Today, of course, is Reformation Day. And yes, this is the day that we remember Luther with his 95 theses and the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg. This day in 1517, to be exact. But there is more to Reformation than just church history. Yes, the history is important, but Reformation is also about defining ourselves and seeing where our true identity comes from. For example, consider the gospel reading today. This reading from John 8 is the text assigned for Reformation Day every year. And the first line of the reading says this: "Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him." Stop. Jesus wasn't just talking to any Jews here. He was talking to those who believed in him. Now, the grammar in the Greek here is a little bit confusing. Does it mean that they used to believe in him, but they don't anymore? Or does it mean they believed in him in the past and still believe in him now? It's kind of unclear. But in either case, though, they have a connection with Jesus. They're curious about him. They want to know more about him. Kind of like us. Right? We have a relationship with Jesus. We're curious about him. We want to know more about him. And so Jesus tells them, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Well, they answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham. There have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Right? On the surface, they're arguing about slavery and freedom. But what's really at stake here is the issue of identity. These are Jews who had believed in Jesus, and Jesus invited them to continue in his word. But they found their identity in Abraham instead. They see themselves as his children who have never been slaves to anyone. Well, of course, if they were honest, they would have to admit that it was Abraham's descendants who were slaves in Egypt. That was a key moment in their people's history, after all. But whatever. We all do that. We all selectively remember our history. It's called nostalgia. Remembering the past the way it never was. So these Jews have a certain picture of who they are. And it's as Abraham's children, not as disciples of Jesus. That's where they find their identity. Well, in a similar sort of way, we do that too. Right? We might be curious about Jesus. We might want to know more about him. But quite often, we find our identity in other places too. We find it in what others think of us, or in our relationships, or in our jobs. Even today, right? Lutherans celebrate our identity as Lutherans because it's Reformation Day. We wear red. We sing A Mighty Fortress. We remember church history, and all that is fine and good. But who are we outside of being Lutheran? I mean, has Luther just become our version of Abraham? We are children of Luther and have never been slaves to anyone. Well, even Luther wouldn't have liked that. Truthfully, he never wanted people calling themselves Lutheran. He said something like, "Who am I but a sack of maggots that you should name yourselves after me? Just call yourselves Christians." Despite his wishes, of course, the name still stuck. So why were some people attracted to him and what he said in the first place? Well, because he made a stand against the practices of the Roman Catholic Church at the time. And sort of like the pandemic, it made people reevaluate their identity. Who were they when the things that had defined them before were changing? Now, let me be clear here. Luther's goal was not to change things in order to start a new church. Instead, he was calling people back to the gospel, calling them to see their identity in Christ. That's how he was reforming things. So let's go back to the gospel. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household." Sometimes we are slaves to sin. We see our identity tied into selfish pursuits and self-centered interests. We think, nobody defines me except me. Some people even go on little trips to find themselves. We think that we're free to forge our own path, create our own destinies, be our own people. Oh, but what about when the world gets turned upside down? What about when you are forced to rethink who you are? What about when life doesn't work the way it did before? Well, in the midst of that, we discover one thing that does not change. We are children of God. You are a child of God. No matter what else happens in your life, you always belong in God's family. That is a promise that Luther was reminding the people of back in his day. That's a promise you heard at your baptism. And it's a promise that is still true now. Right? Jesus said, the slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I find it fascinating that just a moment earlier, Jesus said, the truth will make you free. Did you catch that? The Son makes you free, the truth makes you free. These are basically two ways of saying the exact same thing. Elsewhere in John, Jesus will even say, I am the way and the truth and the life. In other words, the truth is not some abstract thing. It is also not a relative thing, as in you have your truth and I have my truth. No, the truth is the Son who sets you free from sin and death, who welcomes you into the family of God, and who says that your identity is tied only to Him. So that means you are not defined by your image, or your work, or your family. You are not defined by your lineage, your ancestors, or your past. You are not defined by your suffering or your sin or any changes that happen in the world. Instead, you are always and only defined by Christ. that never changes. So no matter how old you are, what publications you read, what time period you live in, you are welcomed into God's family because of Christ. That's who you are. A person who is reformed and given new life through the death and resurrection of Christ. And on this day and every day, that is a gift worth celebrating. Happy Reformation. In the name of the one who frees us from sin and death, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.